Super chill music from Super Warm here on All Indie Radio. That's a tune called Blue Wave. Yeah, just visualize blue waves washing over us, over us, over us. Oh yeah, I'm DJ Frederick. This is All Indie Radio on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts, and I'm spinning indie folk, indie pop, indie rock, and some chill hop music. That's the band Secret Attraction, the tune called Adore featuring Roller Girl. Before that, Capitano Merletti and God Sent Me a Letter. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio, indie pop, indie rock, indie folk, and not necessarily in that order, here on WMNB.
Exploring science in the sea. Marine biology combines old and new, stinky and sterile, often in a single project. In 2016, for example, researchers gathered fish from a coral reef in the Pacific Ocean. They cut the fish open to see what they'd eaten, then used the latest technology to analyze the DNA of what they found. The study was designed to help us learn how changes in coral reefs caused by people are changing the balance of life on the reefs. The loss of a few species can ripple along the food chain, causing big changes on the entire reef. Researchers gathered 22 species from a reef at an island near Tahiti. They opened the fish up and collected the contents of their digestive systems. Finally, they analyzed the DNA of those last meals to learn what the fish had eaten. Since the gut contents degrade in a hurry, DNA is the only way to sort out what's there. Other researchers had already compiled a catalog of the DNA of life on the reef. That made it easier to identify the organisms found in the study group. The analysis showed that the fish had consumed more than 4,000 different prey organisms. Different species tended to eat different things, although one gluttonous fish had consumed about 3/4 of all the species found in the study. And even closely related species had followed different diets. The researchers said that combining DNA with other techniques should make it even easier to figure out what reef species are eating, helping track changes in life on coral reefs. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're tuned to the 21st year of broadcasts from All Indie Radio. I'm DJ Frederick.
Just kissing, and what I need to do. we don't know. There's no one quite like you. In this whole world, there's no one quite like you. The stars were alive differently, and would it mean a thing? I want to show you.
Relatively new release and something always looked forward to from the Arctic Flow. That's from the CD and cassette Lost You Long Ago, and the tune is My Favorite Places. Before that, Sweet William with the Lovely Norman from back in the year 1999. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio here on WMNB LP 107.1.
I'm a big believer in magic. this place is different. Special. The others don't want to talk about it because it scares them. But we all know it. We all feel it.
Guy here on All Indie Radio, kind of a takeoff on Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze. I'm DJ Frederick, and I hope you're enjoying the breeze and enjoying the indie music here on WMNB. Until next time, keep your mind free, keep your radio free, keep your soul free.